Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Last week, when I wrote about the most valuable commodity being time, I got to thinking about what my dad used to say, without health, you have nothing. No truer statement exists, I suppose, no matter how much money one has or how well one uses his or her time. If you're sick, ill, feeling bad, or in chronic pain, life can be miserable and sicknesses can burn much of the money you may have saved. Total health care costs to the nation amount to about 17% of every dollar spent by everyone on everything. Medicare, which assists mostly the elderly, consume 12% of the U.S. government's national budget. Most of our health care costs, whether paid for by the government or out of pocket by us, is spent on reactive medicine, which is after someone has become ill. Proactive or preventative health care are costs spent before someone gets sick in the hope of preventing illness. Although billions are spent by consumers on supplements, organic foods, and the like for proactive medicine, the cost for these things pale in comparison to the cost spent on doctors and hospital visits, emergency care and transportation, and the prescribed medicines after an illness befalls an individual, or what we call preventative medicine. One thing is for certain, however, it's a lot more comfortable and cheaper to address problems before they start, and that includes health care. Once you're sick, it's costly, can be miserable, possibly isolating, and limit your ability to participate and enjoy the things that life has to offer. It's puzzling to me when I see people doing things that obviously are not good for one's health, practices such as unhealthy eating, smoking a pack a day, avoiding exercise, and things like that definitely increase your chance of needing medical attention at some point. Not to say we should all eat grass, run 5 miles a day, do yoga until our limbs fall off, or the hundreds of the other widely accepted things that lead to a more healthy existence. All things in moderation come to mind, and that means allowing myself some of the things I enjoy that might not make it to the good body list. I've been known to smoke a cigarette on occasion. I can polish off a fair amount of See's candy when the mood strikes me, and I tend to overdo it in sports when injured and should rest up, but that's just me. On the flip side, I do things that I hope will get me to a ripe old age. I drink a cup of green tea every day because the Japanese do that, and they have a lower rate of cancer and a higher life expectancy. I'm not 100% sure it's from green tea, as they also eat a lot of fish, so I do both. Vitamin supplements line my shelves, and you won't find me ever eating a donut or pastry for breakfast or a basket of fries for lunch. They just don't make me feel good. Again, all things in moderation. It is said it is not what one does every so often, but what one does every day that kills you or makes you healthy. I do cringe when I see older folks packing a few hundred pounds over their ideal body weight and are barely able to hobble to the restaurant table, and then they order a huge breakfast of chicken fried steak, pancakes, and a 3-egg omelet covered with cheese. Now, don't get me wrong, I too like that stuff, but they are not going to help us toss out the spandex or throw away the walker. Moderation is a good thought to keep in mind when you plan your excesses of the week. Maybe I'm coming off a bit judgmental here, but let's face facts. Many of the things people do on a daily basis are known to cause health issues. The bottom line is it's probably far cheaper to pay attention to your health habits than wait until those habits manifest themselves into a health problem. Trying various health remedies that some suggest to you may seem crazy to some, but who knows if that wheatgrass suggestion or the supplement that someone might have recommended to you actually might help you feel better. Perhaps it might be better to spend a few dollars on whatever it was that someone suggested to you than ordering up that supersized meal just because you happened to be famished that day. In conclusion, it might be a lot cheaper and a lot healthier and a lot easier to consider moderating your unhealthy must-haves and instead spend a little more time exploring some healthier options. You might find you'll be a lot happier, a lot healthier, and maybe have a little more money later on in life. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only, not meant as investment advice, and may not represent the opinion of this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters, but probably does. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, California insurance license, OL34249, and a Medicare agent insurance license in the state of California. My email is news@moneymanagementradio.com. Thanks for listening. My name's Mark Cuniberti.